Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest once again is Dr. Bargoff Kanadi of Apple Kids Pediatrics at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. And we're going to continue our discussion today on various bug bites and such. Last time we didn't really get into tick bites too much, but that's a big topic too.
Correct. Let's bite the bites. How about that?
Bite the bites.
Yeah, we talked about different bites. Just to recapitulate what we talked last time was how you prevent those insect bites, which again, to in summary, you can use DEET, safe to use. You can use eucalyptus oil with lemon, it's safe to use. So that's prevention. Then bites, I'm basically going to classify, sugar bites, mosquito bites, spider bites, tick bites. But these are four common kind of insect bites that we face. I'm not going into snake bites and those kind of bites. Hopefully we don't have to.
Yeah, we don't see those too often.
But these are the most common things. So coming back to the mosquito bites, which I talked about last time, that if you get mosquito bites, please wash the skin off and take a shower in the evening once you're done playing outside or you've done your yard work or been playing out in the yard. Come back, wash your skin off, have the bite stocks and go away. And then any bumps that you see, apply some hydrocortisone on it and rub on it till it feels hot with that. And most of the bites subside. They do go away in a day or two. Mm-hmm. So that's about those mosquito bites. Then coming to tick bites, I can tell you stories and stories of how people try to remove ticks. Oh my gosh. I can write a journal on it and surprising. And you'll be surprised what people do. I had one kid actually came with a burn because the parent thought it's best to burn those ticks.
Oh my.
So they use a cigarette lighter to burn the ticks, and of course the tick of course was dead, but something else took care of it also. So people don't have to be that drastic and not that scared of ticks, but a few things you got to know about ticks. First of all, in our area, we do have limes, but it's not that common. That's the biggest worry people have with tick bites. In our area, we have a tick bite infection called ehrlichiosis, which is, you get after 4 hours of tick bites, flu-like symptoms, and that's what we more worry here. I've seen few cases in of Rocky Mountain spotted fever, too, in the last 5 years, actually. I've seen more for some reason. And ehrlichiosis, I've seen quite a bunch. I've seen limes, but not as much as that what we see in the Northeast. So we worry about these tick bites getting these kind of crazy diseases. I've seen tularemia, in quite a bunch of kids because we are living more on farmlands. This is another infection which causes some glands that get swollen up because of the tick bites. But that's for us to make the diagnosis. I don't want you to go crazy thinking of what I've got. What I like to tell you is, don't panic with a tick bite. If you remove the tick, first of all, I got to tell you a few things about ticks and limes. A tick can, even if the tick had Lyme disease in it, and the tick, say, is stuck to your skin, if you remove the tick within the first 24 hours, which normally most of the people find these ticks in that time, they take shower every day, you cannot get Lyme disease. In order to get Lyme disease, the tick has to be stuck to your skin at least 36 hours.
I didn't know that.
Yes, so don't panic, that this is Lyme's or not. That tick has to slowly inject the toxin into your skin, and it takes that much time for Lyme's to get in your body. So that's one thing I want to let people know. Don't go crazy if that tick is there. Oh my God, I got Lyme disease. No. It has to be there for 24 to 36 hours to do its job. Huh. Then, okay, how do you remove this line, the ticks? Please do not be, please gentle to yourself and the tick. What I like to tell you is the ticks don't like pressure on the head. So take a little tweezer and press the tick head with the tweezer. The tick will move because tick don't like pressure, somebody pressuring your head. I don't think you would like it if I were to pressure anyone's head. So that's the same thing with tick. Tick likes to move away as soon as you squeeze the head. And when it moves away, you pull it out. Don't twist it. Don't do anything crazy. Because if you do anything more rigorous, you got to inject the tick's the stinger into the skin. And that's the last thing you want to do. Now, say you remove the stinger and the stinger stays there. Don't go crazy trying to remove the stinger, because that stinger is not going to come out. When your body says inflammation, the stinger will be pushed off on its own. So don't try to get needles and stuff to dig that stinger out. You know, it's just going to create more and more problems. Leave it alone. Other stuff to do, apply Neosporin immediately. Studies have shown that even if you got tick bite, having Lyme disease in them, if you apply Neosporin after removing the bites, the chances of you getting Lyme disease are much less. So I would recommend, if you remove the tick, wash the skin, and apply Neosporin immediately, you're pretty good.
And you really need to inspect not only yourself but your kids, correct, the scalps and back of the necks, you know, that you don't see readily.
Correct.
You need to be diligent about that, huh?
Absolutely. My recommendations are, when the kid's done playing for the day, you inspect the kids. Ticks love the warm parts of the body. That's your groins, the back of the hair, the back of the ears. These are the places ticks love to sit down there, because nobody checks it. So you want to inspect these parts very, very close. Mm-hmm. That's where you will find the ticks. Most of the time it's in the groin, because that's the warm area.
Yeah.
Behind the neck, behind the ears, and in the armpits. Because ticks don't like being exposed. They like to hide in these places. So that's where you go after
them. And they find those spots, don't they?
There you go. And you go after those. So that's how you remove the tick. That's what you do post-tick treatment. Now remember, once the tick bit by a tick, you're going to get a swelling. It's called a tick bite granuloma. That's going to stay for 4 to 6 weeks. So don't panic looking at a knot sitting there. The knot is part of the tick bite. So you can apply Neosporin with a little bit of hydrocortisone. That'll help. But please, don't go crazy looking at that little knot. It will stay. And sometimes the lymph nodes around that area gets big too. So if you get bit in the groin, your groin lymph nodes are going to get big. You get bit behind your ears, your neck lymph nodes are going to be swollen. So they will swell up. You get bit in the scalp, which is another common area where mosquitoes and ticks love to go, those two areas. Mm-hmm. And that's why I also tell people, before I forget, spray the little DEET around your hair too. No one thinks of that part, because ticks and mosquitoes love that area. Mm-hmm. So those are places you want to apply there. And so if you get bit there by any chance, you may get some nodes in the neck getting swollen. So that's a part of the infection. So now when you come and see us, if you see any red rash, that's red, like a big red bulb coming immediately, or usually not immediately, even 24 to 48 hours. It may not come in the area of the bite. It may come in any part of the body. It don't have to necessarily come with a tick bit, you know, bit here. It could be any part of the body. You let us know. That's when I need to see you guys, because that's what we want to make sure you're not developing Lyme for.
All right.
And ehrlichiosis, you will know. You will be sick. If you have flu-like symptoms in summertime, think about ehrlichiosis. That's how it presents, and that's how you need to pick it up.
Okay, good advice. Yeah. All right, we'll continue our discussions on kids and summertime health coming up in the coming weeks. I'm Steph Glazer, and our guest today has been Bargov Kanadi of Apple Kids Pediatrics in St. Genevieve. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for having me.